What's the latest medical news, technology, and innovation to improve our well-being? Let's find out in this week's Health Check.
We have Dr. Bradley Hopright. We welcome back Dr. Hopright from Central Virginia Family Physicians. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
You don't have your dog with you? You said she'd be kind of freaking out?
Yeah, he has this bad habit of burping, and it would probably be bad for radio, television.
Brian does too, and we managed to control it. So,
see if I can work one up here.
Oh gosh. But we were just before we get to the you head up the sports medicine clinic at the Liberty Mountain location, and before we get to the sports medicine and PRP and Prolo injections and all the cool things you're doing, we were just talking about how more and more people have their dogs with them everywhere these days.
Yeah, I was in Kroger the other day and somebody had their Yorkie sitting right in the front toddler seat where most people have their infants, and the Yorkie was just kind of sitting there and bopping his head back and forth as they walked down the aisle. So it just kind of surprised me that
the dog in the grocery store. Yeah, they're just more and more the companion animals, and it goes beyond the service dogs. It's more the therapy dogs. So if your dog relaxes you and keeps you from getting stressed out, then you're pretty much allowed to take the dog anywhere.
I think my dog adds stress in general, but we still love them.
Yes, and a lot of dogs are like that, and then they require a lot of work, that's for sure. So let's talk about some of the things you guys are doing at the sports medicine clinic. And first of all, PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. Mm-hmm. And we've heard about that with our dermatologist friends from Ridgeview Dermatology, how they use PRP for hair regrowth and for facials. But you guys use it for a different reason. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited. It's something new that has been in growing popularity within the sports medicine community over the last few years. There's a whole collection of different modalities, they say, in how to treat these things. And basically the idea is we're trying to harness the body's healing potential into an area that doesn't have a great blood supply. So a common one that's used for is like tennis elbow. Tennis elbow is historically a long-standing nagging problem of people that move their wrists a lot. And so now in the typing world, we see it more and more actually, in just kind of the common worker, not just somebody who's playing tennis. And so what that is the tendon has pulled away from the bone, and it just, when the body heals, it just doesn't heal well. It kind of heals. You can think of if somebody tried to sew a patch on a jean, but just had never done it before, it works, but it just doesn't work well. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of PRP and Prolo and then whole blood injection, which are all different modalities used in different times for different situations, is that it brings those healing cells back to that area and increases the healing cells in that area. So what PRP specifically is we take the patient's blood and we take it into the lab and we centrifuge it, spin it down to where just the platelets and the healing cells are in it. Take the red blood cells, white blood cells away, and then turn around and inject that back into the area. And then it's a slow process because you're depending on the natural healing ability. But after a few weeks, people feel better. I had one, my partner, Dr. Rolfs, has more experience with the PRP and the Prolo. I have more experience with the whole blood injection. I had one lady who, she was a marathon runner and a half marathon runner, and she did them consistently, and she pulled her hamstring and she wasn't able to run a 5K anymore. Like she just couldn't get through it. And we were, we literally drew the blood off her arm and then injected it into her hamstring, and within 2 weeks she was back to running. And so she really felt. And the idea is good, that it just kind of, the body's okay with the patch, and then you kind of are teaching the body, this patch isn't what we need. We need something better. And so it kind of helps. Previously, we did corticosteroids in that area, and we still do that. And they're appropriate for times. This is just something new that honestly is kind of flipping the pin on its head, in the sense that corticosteroids decrease the body's immune response, and this actually increases it. So a little bit different. It's showing promising results, and it's kind of an exciting thing. When we go to the sports medicine conferences, there's a fair amount of time dedicated to talking about these new modalities and if there's a certain amount of...
That's so cool. I just have this this big grin on my face because it sounds so promising, and not just with what you're doing, but in so many other ways as well. And I've been reading a lot about this, that it's the future of medicine, really, the personal, as opposed to with experimental, where you would take a group of people and say, okay, this drug seems to be effective for a lot of the people in this group, so we will use this drug on everybody, versus what's nowadays is we are using your own body, stuff from within your own body to heal you.
I think it will definitely be a pillar within medicine. I think non-body things will always be there because the body is flawed. It falls apart, and there will be times that we have to, and then we all know we do things to ourselves that set that up for failure. So there will be times you have to fix it, but there are definitely times that we can use the body and just support it and harness it a little bit.
And so you're using someone's own blood, essentially, as the beginning of this. Is that so? There's no immune response?
I mean, not a bad one, right? So it's not like I'm taking your blood and injecting it into me.
Yeah.
No, it's with the whole blood injection, it's kind of funny. Like, where did I inject it? I injected it in somebody's leg the other day, and I drew it off their arm and then change the needle and then just go right into that spot.
And so is there any chance that products like this could be developed that could just be synthesized and used on anyone? Or do you think it really has to be your own stuff, essentially?
I think the cost for synthesizing it would outweigh the benefits that you would potentially do. You could. The idea of like monoclonal antibodies that they use for like rheumatoid arthritis, and you see anything that ends... any of the medicines you see on commercials that end in MAB or monoclonal antibodies, those are antibodies that they've harvested from mice, actually. So the idea is there. It's been there. But that's a very expensive route compared to what this is. So to use your own, it's just kind of like a
down the road, draw. Could it eliminate the need for like knee replacements and hip replacements if you can work with bone?
That's a great question. So what you're talking about is, are we able to regenerate cartilage, meniscus, things like that? And everybody's hopeful that we can find that. You talk about what they talk about stem cells, not necessarily stem cells from babies, but stem cells from like the joints and the bone marrow and things like that. You talk about those type of things. And so far, none of those have been shown to regenerate cartilage well. But that is the, what do you want to say? That is what we're looking for right now. That is the holy grail of sports medicine right now.
So you mentioned PRP, platelet rich plasma, and then Prolo injections. That's just a different
kind. So Prolo, a lot of times, Prolo is really an umbrella term used for anything that's actually not from the body. So that's sometimes it's saline, sometimes it's honestly like a sugar water, a sucrose, and it can sometimes be as aggravating as alcohol. And not like, you know, go to 50 proof off the liquor store, but and alcohol is a chemistry type thing. And depending on what the need is, you inject that into the area. And that actually then in turn causes your body to have an immune response. So it kind of depends on what we're trying to treat and how we're trying to treat it, and which one you kind of go for. It's not you just do one. You have to kind of have the collection of them.
So if someone has this kind of chronic injury that you're talking about, if it's a tennis elbow or something like that, they can go to you guys for an evaluation and see if that these are a possibility.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, so our hope in the next few years is just to have people to have another option for sports medicine. And so we're trying to collectively think of all the different options, have relationships with multiple providers in town. And so we have this network of people who we can, when you come to us, if we don't know the answer, if we can't find it, we know the people who will. And so there's, I mean, every day there's new things coming out, new theories. Some of them last, some of them do not. And so we're always trying to filter that and try to figure out what's best for our patients. So if somebody had something like that, one of those old injuries that they thought they were just going to have to live with, it's something to try. Like I said, I've had success stories. I've had stories that just recently I had a story where it, you know, we kind of took a shot and it didn't work. And mm-hmm. so then we kind of said, okay, this, it wasn't the response, so let's get you to somebody else. And we were kind of on the fence of which one it was. And obviously the one we tried first didn't work, but it was essentially trying to prevent surgery. And so it was worth the try.
Yeah. So this is what, I mean, one more step to take to avoid surgery.
And sometimes that's how we use it, right? Like in somebody who sometimes with tennis elbow, people have to have surgery, or plantar fasciitis, or, you know, sometimes you get to that point and there's nothing we can do at that point to avoid it. But we can sometimes, prevent that. That's better for everybody.
And so is it, you talk about potential clients here, is it just sports related injuries? Like you mentioned plantar fasciitis and...
No, I mean, when we say sports medicine, we don't mean it had to occur during a competition or a sport.
But would it be something like carpal tunnel or something like that?
So carpal tunnel wouldn't be a option for this.
Okay.
But... carpal tunnel as a diagnosis does fall under the umbrella of sports medicine.
Okay.
So, you know, and like I said, tennis elbow, a lot of times when we see tennis elbow, it's from keyboarding.
Right.
And so that's not necessarily a sport, but it's a, we tend to like the term musculoskeletal medicine, but sports medicine is a little jazzier to say. So
folks who are having elbow problems or feet problems or like who would be good candidates perhaps?
it's a hard generalization,
okay.
But what I would say is most of the time it's actually muscle and tendon problems.
Okay.
And so if you can, not so much the joint problems for these type of things, but more muscle tendon problems, and then you kind of get into a little bit more anatomy, it tends to be where the muscle and tendon come together. So not where the tendon attaches the bone or muscle attaches the bone, but where the muscle and tendon come together. Tends to be where they're most successful, but they're also used for some of those other places.
It's the, believe it or not, time to start thinking, I guess, about sports physicals
it
for
is.
Fall sports.
It is.
You guys do those as well.
We do. So our hope, you know, you can go anywhere for sports physicals. And our hope, what we can offer, what we hope to offer people is, one, just awareness. Like there are things every year you hear about high schoolers and college students that die during athletic participation, young, healthy individuals who die through athletic participation. And it's typically because of something that they were born with that may or may not have been able to pick up. And so our hope with sports physicals is to raise awareness and to have people get checked out and do our best. Now, even the best, most well-done sports physical doesn't catch every single problem like that, but our hope is that you do. So raise awareness. Two, I would say for our clinic, what we hope to do is we hope to prevent injury down the line. And so talk to you, talk to the student athlete, talk to them about what this past year was like, what things they may have struggled with, look at muscle imbalances and things of that nature, and then try to say, hey, if you do A, B, and C, hopefully you won't have that catastrophic injury that ends the season or ends the, and so that's always, it's always trying to be about prevention and not, not just checking the boxes for the state high school. So that's what our hope is.
Very good. Dr. Bradley Hopwright, Central Virginia Family Physicians. He heads up the Sports Medicine Clinic at the Liberty Mountain location. If folks want to go, if they need to take their kids for a sports physical, or if they are interested in hearing more about the PRP and whole blood injections and Prolo injections, they can get in touch with you. I know the website is cvfp.net.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they can also call over to the Sports Medicine Clinic.
That would be great.
Dr. Hopwright, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.